All right. Welcome everybody to Super Saturday, new media call. Guys, so glad that you are here and taking your time to be part of this call. Thanks so much to my buddy Dan Singleton for helping out, filling in while on my absence of at the competitions with my daughter. And actually, as it stands right now, I'm at another competition with my daughter. Is competition season ever going to end? Those of you with kids who participate in things understand. But this competition season will end just in time for her archery competition season to start. So it'll only another 4 years to go, and then it'll be all over. So I just cherish these moments. But you know, I'm blessed because we get to do a lot of this stuff, participate in a lot of things because of the gift that New Media has given us with, you know, earning that extra income that otherwise would not have made, passive income. You know, when I'm selling real estate, you know, I a lot of times would have to work on the weekends. I haven't worked weekends in quite a while now since I've been part of New Media. And I'd have to work on the weekends, and I'd have to work late nights and hours, you know, hours that I wouldn't want to work or I wasn't getting paid enough. But with New Media, just supplementing that little bit of extra income, because, you know, for the average American, $500 is the difference. $500 is the difference. So, got a quick little story I want to share with you guys, and then I'm gonna hand it over to the boss. But I had a very interesting situation yesterday, and this should give you guys some encouragement. I was in Costco. I was looking at tablets for my wife. You know, holidays are coming up. She wants a new tablet. I was checking it out. Some lady came walking up next to me, and she said, "Oh, so is this, are you looking at this one in particular or any other one?" And I thought she was there to help me with the tablets. And so I started talking, but she didn't know anything about the tablets. And then I looked at her, and I looked at her name tag, and it said DirecTV on it. And she had actually walked from her station, her booth. If you've ever been in Costco, you know, they always have somebody as you're walking in, a little booth that was about 18 feet away from where I was. So few people were talking to her or would react to her or respond to her that she saw me standing there. She thought, "Oh, there's somebody. I'll go over and try and get him." So I walked. She walked over, started to chat with me, and then she said, she dropped the question, you know, "Well, so you know, what kind of service do you have, and you know, how much are you paying?" And I said, "Well, I have an amazing streaming media service, and we got into a conversation and." She asked me, "Well, what is it that you have?" I explained to her. I said, "Well, we've got, you know, 1,500 channels. We've got, you know, thousands and thousands of movies. We got pay-per-view, on-demand. We've got all the premium channels. We got everything for $50 a month." And she goes, and this is quote-unquote her word, "Oh, well, that's a little bit pricey." And I said, "What?" I said, "Pricey?" And she said, "Yeah, people only watch 5 to 10 channels." And I said, "Yeah, I know that. They only watch the same 5 to 10 channels." And she said, "So, well, then why would they pay $50 to have all that if they're only going to watch 5 to 10 channels?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. You know what? Let's do a little test." And this was after a little bit more of a lengthy conversation that was kind of getting a little heated. "I'm better than you are. No, I'm better than you are. No, I'm better than you are." I said, "Okay, let's put it to the test." I'm standing there in Costco with this DirecTV salesperson. And first of all, nobody stops at the DirecTV booth. Nobody ever does, right? I mean, if the only reason they got caught in the conversation is because they happen to make eye contact and they got caught, oh no, right? But somebody was walking by and I said, "Hey, do you mind if I just ask you a really quick question?" And the lady says, "Yeah, sure." And I go, "Would you rather, oh, by the way, what the DirecTV was offering was they were offering that you can have up to 10 channels, okay, get this, 10 channels for $29. Up to 10, any 10 channels you want up to 20 or for $29. So this was her claim that we are a bit pricey. So a lady walks up. I said, "Hey, let me ask you a question. Would you rather be locked in at 10 channels? You can only watch these 10 channels, but it's only going to cost you $29. Or would you rather have the choice to watch any channel you want, including premium channels, pay-per-view, movies on demand, all this included, and pay a whopping $50. And the lady goes, oh, I would take the $50 every day of the week. I said, okay, great. Well, here's a trial link. You can go check it out. And the lady was kind of you gave me like a dirty look, the DirecTV lady. And, you know, so I said, okay, let me do it again. Another person, hey, let me ask you a question. And I asked the same question. They said, yeah, absolutely. I'd take that. Third person walked up. I asked the same question. They said, absolutely, I would take that. The response from the DirecTV lady was, you have to leave now or else I'm calling security. And I was like, yes, I accomplished my objective. I helped her see that, you know, yeah, I get what the cable companies are doing by offering limited channels for a lower price, but there's no choice. There's no options. There's no selection for anybody to choose from. We have what people want. They want to have all the choice, all the selection, but at a low monthly cost. So if you're out there worrying about competition, if you're worrying about, oh, wow, DirecTV came up with this plan, Dish came up with that, my local cable company came up with that, oh, there's another streaming media company who has less than what we have, but maybe they're cheap. Guys, get over it. Get over it. Because all you have to do is ask the question. Just ask the question, and you will have the success that you're looking for with this company. Guys, I'm going to pass it over to our boss here, coming up here. Started this thing, I was corrected the last time I said it, like Steve Jobs, not Bill Gates, like Steve Jobs, you know, crunching the computer in his little office at home, like a, and making this thing happen from scratch. And let me just hand it over to him. Guys, your fearless leader, our founder, Jim Ferris. You there on the call, buddy? Uh-oh. Jim.
Hey, Anthony. I'm here, buddy.
There you
I'm
go.
Here. Sorry. Thank you, man. Thank you. And you're absolutely right, buddy. Just in the last couple of days, I literally received, I think, two or three different industry announcements. Guys, we got the best deal under the sun. You know, AT&T literally just raised up their rates another 30%. You know, they just added another $15 per month to all their subscribers. And guess what, guys? They're not giving them anything else. They're not giving them anything new, anything else. They're not adding any more channels, and that's it. You're getting
65. They're giving them less, Jim. They're giving them less for more money.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Yeah. Absolutely unbelievable. Guys, we just added nearly 100 channels on our system just in the last 10 days, you know. And how much did your premium increase from $49.95? Zero. Zip. Absolutely nothing. 100 channels we just added on there.
You know, wait, guys, no, actually, my premium decreased because I made more money.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
Anthony, I'm really glad because that'll help me to pivot right into my next point. Guys, last night, or actually all day yesterday, but toward the evening, we finished filming in our Las Vegas office. We invited this very, very beautiful, attractive bilingual girl spokesperson for us because our videos needed to be updated. You know, we have so much more content. We've got so much, even the look and feel of our application has been enhanced. And so we decided to take the entire day yesterday and film it. And two of our leaders, Dominique and Ricky, were there, and they're still here today, and they'll be in the meeting today. You know, we finished everything, and guys, let me tell you, I'm thrilled at the way the videos came out and so on and so forth. By next week, we're going to go ahead and make an update and so on. But, you know, while I was logged in to the back office, I was just checking some stuff to, you know, production and things like this. You know, the two gentlemen were sitting right next to me, you know, and I said, I just happened to glance at our office admin, which gives me a glimpse every single day, and I check it every single day, you know, of how many new signups that came in that day, that week, that month, and how much commissions we paid out and so on. You know, guys, and last week I had announced a certain number, Well, what I didn't realize that there was a lot of new commissions that came in literally right after the first. Okay. And so just did a tally up from our October commission payout, okay, until today. Guys, you know, and I told Dominique and Ricky, I said, guys, come here, check this out. And I showed it to them. $197,000 was paid out in commissions in 40 days. Literally, guys, in the last 40 days. So when Anthony was talking about his, you know, his pay keeps increasing and increasing, guys, this is what we promised you guys. This is what we've been talking about. Once you get your new media business up and running, and once your team is using the service and promoting, guys, it's the best business in the world. There is no better business than new media, you know, to build your future, to literally put your hat in and plant your feet and start building for it. We're doing so much right now as far as coming to you guys with incredible marketing materials. And actually one of the main reasons why we actually needed to do these videos is because we needed to do an identical bilingual videos for the free trial, for inviting people to come in and you know, checking out the service and, you know, how to get your new media for free by, you know, referring five. You know, and we never really had that in Spanish. So this girl was perfect. I mean, you guys will really appreciate how really incredible personality, you know, and the sauce. So now we're about to kick off Mexico and South America, and you guys already know about the new office and the new location. Well, let me tell you something, guys. Sometimes it's good to literally, you know, throw a bomb out there and see what happens. Well, I think we did that in Mexico. Because since last weekend, okay, since literally last weekend, last conference call last Saturday, okay, we had 119 new signups, okay, in Mexico. Three stars, $4.99. You know, the majority of them came in as one stars. You know, we've had about 22 people as just customers, you know, so on. You know, and I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at the rest of the company. I'm going, guys, there's something wrong with this formula. You know, these guys almost did what the entire company did. You know, and you know, I'm scratching my head. I go, you know what? You know, I mean, the blame always comes back to one person and one person only. Okay, and it always comes back to me. You know, I never blame anyone for, you know, their lack of work or, you know, making money and so on and so forth. Because everybody is in this business, guys, truly to make money. You know, I mean, nobody gets into a business and nobody gets into, you know, and starts promoting and saying, hey, you know, I'm in it to fail. Okay, nobody does this, you know. And so I started to really take a look at internally, you know, the company, the philosophy, you know, and the reasons why we're not exploding right now, especially in the last few weeks. Look, guys, the service has been absolutely phenomenal. No one can deny it. I can tell by simply monitoring our support chat and support team and so on and so forth. You know, where a few weeks ago we were getting 100, 150, you know, complaints and, hey, this is buffering, this is doing this and this and this. Now we're down to literally, guys, about a dozen. You know, and most of the time it's taken care of by telling them, okay, this is what you need to do and check your speed and so on. And, you know, most of it is taken care of. You know, but beyond that, you know, I started to really take a look at internally, you know, where we are as a company. You know, and, you know, guys, they have no videos. Even our website is not even in Spanish. We have no marketing materials, zero in Spanish. And for these guys to come in and just absolutely blow it up, you know, overnight, practically, in 1 week, 7 days, you know, do almost what the entire company did, you know, tells me that, you know what, we really, really need to throw a bomb inside the company, because we threw it outside, and boy, it's really exploding now, you know, but now we really need to focus internally and find out, okay, why aren't you making what Scott is making? Why aren't you guys making what Anthony's making, what Jim Clover is making, what, you know, many, many others who are earning over $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month residual? Residual. Okay, this is besides the new money coming in, which you guys get paid daily on that, but the monthly, you know, is really where I count the success of a person. You know, anyone can come in and sign up 2-3 people and earn $300,000 for that week, you know, and then that's it. I'm telling you, a lot of people do that and so on. But to build, to literally build your business and start really, you know, look forward to your monthly residual, which could start out as a, you know, equal to a car payment, you know, and soon equal to a rent and then a mortgage and then, you know, a second house payment and things like this. Guys, I'm telling you, we're about to start bringing to you guys all the tools that you guys really need to successfully explode your business. Okay. Our free trial is being tweaked on right now to literally allow you guys to instantly send out free trials, and it'll work. It'll work every single time, and it'll be like clockwork, okay? That has been a complaint, you know, just in the past week or two. Hey, I sent out a free trial, and the code didn't work, and you know, there's I tried to explain why. All of a sudden, we started having some issues with our free trials because of the added security that we added onto our system. You know, so our system now will not allow you to have more than 2 IP addresses. The IP address is when you log on to our new media, it registers your IP address for your house, for your cell phone, and so on. So it will not allow you to register more than 2. And what some people were doing with the free trial is, you know, they'd get the free trial and then send it to 10 of their friends. Hey, check it out. You know, the pay-per-view for the fight is on tonight. And so he was blocking a lot of accounts. So anyway, we're taking care of that, guys. And, you know, it's not going to be an issue. We just need a couple of days to fix the coding in our system so that it goes out like clockwork. And then we've added a lot more channels, a lot of Middle Eastern channels, a lot of Italian channels, and so on. We also have something really, really spectacular we want to share with you guys, but we just wanted to make sure that free trials are taken care of and so on. Later on this afternoon, I'm going to be meeting with some of the local leaders here and Scott in Vegas. Okay, and we're going to decide on exactly how we're going to roll out the promoter bonus. Last week we announced, okay, that we're rolling out if you sign up X amount of customers, you'll get a bonus. That's all great and dandy and so on, and it helps you to earn immediate income. But the way Anthony built it and the way, you know, Scott built it and others is honestly, customers will come by default, you know, whether they're coming in at $29 or $49. I'm telling you, they will come just by default, just by what Anthony said. Hey, you meet someone on the line at the bank or something, you know, and you start talking about it. You ask them, hey, how much are you paying for your cable? You know, and it's such an easy sale, you know. But you guys really, really, really need to focus on, okay, the promoters, you know, bringing in other guys. Marketing, MLM, whatever you want to call it, okay, is really built on other people's effort, okay? It really is not designed for you to maximize your own effort, okay? You do maximize your own effort by bringing in other people, just like yourself, to duplicate your effort, okay? Imagine if you had, you know, a half a dozen Anthony's out there, or Scott, or Dominique or Ricky's or, you know, out there where these guys are just doing as much work as you are or if not even more, okay, each and every single day, okay, by bringing other promoters. You know, you bring in a promoter and the income figure just doesn't stop by you making your $10 a month off a service, you know, like a customer. It starts to build from there, you know. You know, one of the best quotes that I have ever heard in my life, okay, is from J. Paul Getty, okay? He perfectly said it. I would rather earn 1% of 100 people's efforts instead of 100% of my own effort. Guys, the only way, trust me on this fact, the only way you're going to break loose from the job cycle, month to month, week to week, paycheck, living month to month, what Anthony said, the average the American out there, cannot write a $500 check. So if you get 2 flat tires in 1 week, you're screwed. you are in trouble, and so on. The only way to get out of it, the only way, is not by getting a second job or driving for Uber or, or doing something else. The only way you're going to get out of it is by duplicating your effort. And how do you do it? You can't clone yourself. You can't, press a button and all of a sudden your paycheck doubles and triples and so on. It's a simple formula, and it's called new media. All right. You share, the opportunity, and in fact, what Anthony, when he builds, he literally does not talk to anybody who wants to sign up, for the service for more than like 5 minutes. Here's the service. Here's what it does. And, here's your free trial. That's it. End of story. You don't have to sit there and, go over his house and plug in the fire stick and, show him how to, navigate the fire stick and spend an hour over his house and so on and so forth. Guys, you're killing yourself. Honestly, you need to just focus going after marketers, okay, promoters. And honestly, anyone in his right mind, when you see the compensation program and how it flows and how it's structured, anyone is not particularly bright if they really understand it and they still sign up for a 1-star. A minimum you should come in is a 2-star or 3-star. Guys, I really don't care. I personally really don't care because we're paying out 100% of that money anyway. Jim Ferriss or Scott or Anthony, well, Anthony and Scott actually make quite a bit of money because they're 5-stars. Okay, but Jim Ferriss does not make a dime. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. New media does not make a dime. Nothing. All we're doing is passing that 100% over to you and your people. Spend the time going after promoters, guys. Promoters, 1-star, 2-star, 3-star. At a minimum, you spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes with them, you're walking away with a minimum of $75. But more importantly than that, teach them how to duplicate. Teach them at least to get their service for free. Bring in 6 people, 5 people, okay, and now their service is free. Now they're going to be with us forever. Why would you quit? Why would you not, stay with new media, even if there's little hiccups along the way, if your service is free, And you teach that, and you teach that, and you teach that to others and others and others. It's a simple, simple formula and so on. And the tools, guys, the tools, I'm telling you, the videos, the tools that we have coming now to you guys, we're still working on a 5-minute, sort of an all-encompassing, really touch-the-heart type of a video from new media. Okay, we're still trying to come up with a name for it and so on and so forth. But let me tell you something. The way I see it's coming out, it's going to be the staple to your business. You're going to have to share this with everybody, okay? All you got to do is just share it, and that video is going to be linked on every email that the company sends out, every free trial, every welcome letter, everything, because it literally will tell you, what this entire new media opportunity is all about. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I got to get to Scott's office because, again, we're filming today and we're having a lot of fun. Believe me, guys, we're having a lot of fun over here, and I really look forward to coming here and all that. So, Scott, I'm going to turn it over to you because I know you got a few things you wanted to share, and then I'll see you in the office in a few minutes, buddy. Scott, you there?
Absolutely, buddy. Hey, I agree 100% with Jim. Also, Anthony, these guys are talking. I'm jotting down so many notes. I'm learning things. Anthony, I 100% agree with you. Buddy, all you got to do is share. All we have to do is share. You know, and people want what we have. You know, Jim shared with you that, you know, go after marketers. You know, here's the idea. Go after marketers, settle for customers. If you look for customers, you're not going to find a marketer. You're not going to find a business builder. I mean, when I say you're not going to, you might. You find 100 people, you might find one interested in building a business. But if you look for business builders, some will not want to build a business and they'll become customers. So in life, we get what we are looking for. So look for business builders. I mean, Jesus, you know, these couple of guys we just enrolled, they're going to knock it out of the park. I mean, oh my gosh, they'll be enrolling thousands of people and they'll be making some incredible incomes. And it's because some of our people went out and they looked for business builders. Pretty awesome. But today, people, I want to share with you a thought, you know, because it literally breaks my heart. I've been a successful business guy, and I know in business, you got to take a risk. You got to take a chance. You know, there are some members out there, some that come to my meetings here, some that go on the webinar, some contact me via phone call, email, and text. But their mentality, their attitude, their misconception, their giant mistake that they're making is, Scott, I know people who want new media, but I'm not going to enroll them because I want to learn. I got to know this stuff first. You know, and when I know it, when I learn it, then I'll start enrolling customers and do it. People, are you crazy? Are you crazy? You know, did the Microsoft product work perfectly when they first introduced it? I remember my three most depressed keys on my computer, Control, Alt, Delete. Why? Because my Microsoft was frozen, you know? But people will endure through the early beginning phases. Bill Gates, one of the richest people in the world, started the company, and the product was not near perfect. It was not even near good when he first started. But he started, and it got better, and it got better, and it got better, and it got better. Let's talk about a little company called Apple. Apple almost went bankrupt. They came out with the Apple computer. I mean, oh my gosh. I don't know if you know this, but the people at IBM actually developed the core of the Apple product, and they basically gave it to Apple, practically gave it to Apple, to Steve Jobs and Apple. And then Apple took it, and they almost went bankrupt. But today, they are a multi. I mean, I think I read something recently, you know, that says they have $206 billion in cash that they're sitting on, and they're down to $206 billion. Wow, how would you like to have $206 billion sitting in your bank and you don't know what to do with it? That's Apple. Wow. One of the richest people in the world, a guy named Carlos Slim, got involved in the cell phone industry. And I'm going to tell you, when he got involved in the cell phone industry, cell phones did not work well. But they started. They got going. And cell phones got better. I mean, I remember my cell phone would drop so many phone calls in the beginning that it was crazy. The phone was giant. The phone was ugly. You know, it had a big old antenna that would be poking me everywhere I went. The battery wouldn't last very long. Oh my gosh. But they started and they created a phenomenal giant industry. People, if you're thinking you're going to wait till new media gets really good before you start enrolling people, you're making a big mistake, a giant mistake. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting the people that you potentially want to enroll. You know, I said it on my webinar this morning. It's like the ship is sailing. The big luxury liner is sailing. You're choosing not to sail with it. Now, there'll be other boats, but every subsequent boat that leaves will be smaller because the opportunity will diminish. It'll get less and less and less. Not only are you hurting yourself, you're hurting the people that you enroll because your mistake is handicapping them. Wow. Well, here's the greatest travesty. What if they enroll with somebody else? Yikes. Yikes, people. I'll tell you why I'm successful in network marketing. Because I feel an obligation. If I saw a vision, if I saw an opportunity, why wouldn't I share it with everybody I care about? Why wouldn't I? Good enough for me, but not good enough for you yet? Are you crazy? What happens? What happens if your brother, sister, relative, aunt, uncle, mother, father, kid, children, son, daughter, you know, people you care about, people you love, come to you and say, well, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Do you not love me? Do you not care about me? I didn't share with you because I thought. What do you mean you thought? Well, good enough for you. Why not good enough for me? I mean, how much are they really risking? $149, $49.95 a month? And getting a product besides it? You know, it doesn't have to work perfect. I want you to answer this question. Who's your cell phone carrier? Now, you know, you can write down all the cell phone carriers. There might be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them. I mean, there's a lot of really small guys. And list them down from the best to the worst. And not everybody is with the best company. The best company probably has the highest price. Best service has the highest price. And the cheapest company probably has acceptable but not as good service as the best and the most expensive. Yet, there are millions of people that are willing to accept a service that doesn't work quite as well, but they're saving a whole lot of money. And here you are being the judge, the jury, and saying, not good enough yet. Will new media be perfect? Nope, never will, people. Will new media be the best, most elite, exclusive, phenomenal kick butt product ever? Never. Sorry, Jim. Never. We're never going to be that. Why are we never going to be that? Well, because I'll tell you what. Probably 5% of the people want the very best service and are willing to pay the highest price. Will new media ever be the cheapest? You know, Anthony talked about $29.95 DirecTV. Will we ever be the cheapest? And my answer is, I hope the heck not. Why? Because with the cheapest, you're probably the worst. You know, I don't want to be the worst service. I don't want the bottom 10, 15, 20% of the market. I don't want the top 5, 10, 15% of the market. Where the money is. You know, we all heard the commercial.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Well, the beef is in the middle. The beef is at 60%. The 60% of regular people who want more product for less money. They're willing to deal with something that's not the best. It's not, you know, it's not the $200,000-$300,000 Lamborghini. It's the, you know, the Toyota Corolla, the Toyota Camry. You know, what's the best-selling car out there? I think it's a Toyota Camry. Why? Because it's priced kind of in the middle. It is super reliable. Is it the best car? Nope. Is it the cheapest car? Nope. It's in the middle. And I'll tell you what, that's where the money is as a business person. So forget the service trying to be the most phenomenal service. Forget that we're trying to be the cheapest. What we want is value. And we have value right now. And the business, well, the value is the best in the beginning. The beginning comes with a little bit of headaches, a little bit of bumps and bruises. And you know, we're fixing things as we go along. Jim said, yeah, we need videos. You're right. We need videos. We need this. We need that. We need a whole lot of stuff. But the greatest opportunity is now. So your choice, people. Your choice. Get going now. Don't handicap your friend. Don't handicap your relative. Don't you decide for them that they don't want to go through a little more rough patches for a lot more income. Your job, your duty, your obligation is to go out and share, and it's for them to decide. And that is what makes me a very successful network marketer. And that's what makes most people who fail a non-income earner in network marketing, because they're deciding for other people. Hey, you know, I go out there and I share new media and I tell them where we are. Well, I tell them we're in the beginning. I tell them that the service works and it works really good. Is it perfect? No. Is it the cheapest? Probably not. The income opportunity is fantastic. Do we have all the tools? No. We have a lot of tools. But the income opportunity is unbelievable. So people, get out there and share. Tell the truth. Be honest. Tell the truth. Share. And let them decide for themselves. And with that, people, I'm going to turn it back to my buddy, Anthony. Anthony Nitz, are you there, my friend?
I'm here. I love that. Where's the beef? It's right in the middle. I love that. That is great. And you're so right. You guys kind of so right about that. It's right smack in the middle. And so, yeah, go out. And like Jim said, get marketers. And he's absolutely right. This is what I do. I'm going to give you a little golden nugget here in just a minute. But go out and get marketers. Because if you get marketers, like Scott said, you end up also with subscribers. If you're only going after subscribers, you'll never end up with marketers. Okay. And so, how do you do that? I'm gonna give this little tip, and this is more geared towards those people who go, well, you know, I'm not really big in sales. I don't know sales. I'm not a salesperson usually, but I understand network marketing and the opportunity that it brings. And I'd like to get marketers, but I don't feel qualified, or I don't feel that I have enough clout to go to that big marketer and say, you know, you need to join my team. Like I would, I'd go to them and say, you need to look at this right now, and I'm not leaving until you do, right? But if you're not that person, you go, you know what? I'm afraid. Okay, that's fine. I get it. Because why do a lot of people get into this business? Because they see the opportunity, they just don't know how to execute on the opportunity. It's a good lesson for you to learn to teach your people that you bring in as well. So if you're sitting there and you're in that position and you go, well, gosh, there's this big marketer guy, this guy in multi-level marketing or network marketing or sales in general, or just somebody I think would do a really, really good job.
all you have to do is ask and say, look, you know what? I've got a great service. It has a network marketing element tied to it, but I'm not even going to ask you to join because I just want you to take a look at it and give them your trial link. That's all. Give them your trial link. Why do you do that? Number one, because now that person says, okay, fine, I'll take a look at it. They go and they sign up and just tell them, say, look, you know what? Just watch it using the web player, okay? Maybe download the app to your phone. You don't, you know, if you have a Fire Stick, fine, install that. You don't have to do all that. Just use the web player. So you go and check and you see the content and everything that's available, the pay-per-view and the premium channels, all that good stuff. Right? But just go check it out. But why get them to sign up for the trial? Because now they are coded to you. They are signed on, or they're signed up under you. So now as they get more exposure, now you know that they signed up, and 7 days later, if they haven't already signed up as a promoter, you know, you send out and you say, hey, you know, there is a opportunity call coming up on fill in the blank, right? Give them a link to the opportunity call. It's not your job to explain the opportunity. Scott does these amazing opportunity calls. Other people do amazing opportunity calls. Let them explain it for them, or let them do it for you. Okay, people get hung up and they go, you know, I'm so afraid to bring in marketers because I don't know everything, like Scott said earlier. Don't be that person. Let other people explain it for you. That's called true leverage, right? That's how our system works, where you have leverage and you can say, you know what? Okay, cool. We have other people who are going to explain it to you. If it's a good marketer, if it's a smart marketer, they'll know. And they'll sign up. And guess what? Because they're coded to you, they will come under you. And that's one of the things that I do. If I'm talking to somebody and they're kind of iffy or whatever, but I know they're going to be a good marketer, I make sure that they sign up under my trial link every single time. So guys, go out there, make stuff happen. Halloween just ended. Christmas is right around the corner. I mean, it'll be here tomorrow. Okay. You can have an option of having an okay Christmas or an amazing Christmas, an amazing beginning to next year. Okay. But you got to do the work. Here's one last thing I'm going to say is that, you also have to take into account, you have to keep working it. You can't just do it for a while and go, okay, you know what? I got some people to sign up. Now I'm going to sit back and do nothing. There's a thing called attrition that even when you do work, there's people who are going to sign up, but you're going to lose some people over time. And so you keep building, you keep building, you keep building, you keep building until it turns into the big, huge, giant snowball rolling down the hill that you can't stop, okay? But you can't go out and sign up four or five people and then expect that you're going to, you know, continue to make a bazillion dollars, you know, every single month without doing any work at all. You got to keep this thing moving forward until you reach that level that you want to get to. So anyways, that's it, guys. My daughter's about to perform, so I am heading out with them right now. And so I will see you guys on our call next week. Thanks so much again for all for being here. And guys, go be productive. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.